The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 498.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yapchan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an author, a national speaker, an educator, and also an advocate for the LGBT community, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Marsha Izumi. Marsha, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Sheena, for having me. Yes, I am a Japanese American, mother of a transgender son. I currently sit on the PFLAG National Board of Directors. That's a group of an organization that supports LGBTQ individuals, their families, and the allies. And I'm very excited because just recently I was appointed to the Biden Foundation because I've admired Vice President Joe Biden for a long time, and I'm going to be working on LGBTQ equality with him.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, and congrats for being able to work with the former vice president. So thanks again for sharing. And Marsha, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I love Brené Brown. I don't know if you know who she is. She's a shame researcher, actually, out of the University of Texas in Houston. And she says, only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. And that always motivates me when I may lose confidence. I really look for the light that I have within and to share that and understand that, you know, we all have gifts and talents and I may not be good in everything, but I am good at something.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote that you mentioned. And yeah, sometimes, you know, we might have to go through our darkest times to find our light. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
For me, self-confidence is really, I could be scared, but I do it anyway, because I trust that no matter what I do, whether right or wrong, it's kind of taking me down a path, you know, to lead me to be more aware and to lead me to greater knowledge. So it's not necessarily making rash decisions, but also I think it's asking enough questions to feel good about the direction that I'm taking. So I think it's a combination of those two things.
Thanks for sharing that definition. And I like how you mentioned, you know, doing it even when you're scared and, you know, that path taken. Sometimes it's not going to look like how we imagine it, but if we have good intentions, it's going to lead us to the right direction. So I really love that you mentioned that. And Marsha, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Because I was Japanese American and my parents were put in those concentration camps in World War II, I think I was more, I don't want to say withdrawn, but, you know, I would hold back a lot. And I think my parents raised us to not stand out. And so as a result, I didn't want to offend people or really speak out. But I think once my son came out as transgender, I went through a journey where I found my voice. And in finding my voice, I think I gained a lot of confidence. So I think my confidence comes from my passion to make the world safer for him. And it also comes from knowing that, you know, I can call on other people to help me. I don't have to do it alone.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I love how you mentioned that, you know, you found confidence through your son, right? I mean, I'm sure him going through becoming transgender wasn't easy, especially you two, especially, you know, as Asian descent, like, you know, there's a rigid way of living a certain life, right? You know, just one way. And, you know, what was that moment when you realized, like, you know, you found strength through him and have that confidence to, you know, being okay with who he is and being okay with who you are? Was that aha moment?
Yeah, I think it was an aha moment because you think as a parent that, you know, you're the role model and you're going to help your child get through things and learn and have this great life. But what I realized through all of this is my son has a lot of wisdom. And I think he was really one of the primary individuals that helped me get through this journey. So I think our children can bring a lot to the conversation if we allow them to. And so that's been really important for me to be able to listen to him and learn from him.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, our greatest lessons can also be found in children. You know, they have that confidence where it's like, you know, they just do it. They don't even think about it. You know, if something happens, they just get back up and then they just keep doing it. It's like, you know, they're playing around, they jump off the couch, they fall down, they cry, they get back up, they do it again. And, you know, we all do that as kids. And the more we grow up, it's like, then all this stuff happens, right? Like society tells us to act a certain way. You should be a certain way. And then we forget that confidence we had as a kid. And, you know, kids are a great reminder of that. And, you know, because of your realizations, what's your life been like now?
I think it's richer, it's fuller, and it's deeper. So what I mean is, like, I appreciate, and my family, we appreciate each other more than I think we would have before. I think we're more honest. I think we're more real. And I think we love so much deeper because of this journey.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's great that you're able to have that deeper connection. I think it's really important to have that, right? So it's great that, you know, you're a great example of that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say you just have to find out who you authentically are. I think many times we look around, and of course, role models, we can pick up bits and pieces from people that really like, and we can incorporate that into our own lives. But I think really to find out who you are, who you are deep inside, and just to bring more of that out. You know, as I was becoming an activist for the LGBTQ community, I thought, you know, I'm not the kind that's out there protesting and speaking loud, and that's not who I am. But I found that my most effective way is to bring my true self. And that true self for me is not only the confidence, but this gentleness, this compassion. And so I think I found I can be most effective when I'm just who I am.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And I love how you mentioned, you know, you do represent, you know, you're actively, you know, helping out the LGBTQ community, but you're not out there like protesting, right? Everyone does things differently. And I think people forget that, right? Like there's different ways of supporting a certain community or, you know, a certain cause that you want. And you don't have to be like loud and boisterous. You can have that quiet strength. Like you mentioned, you can be your authentic self. And I think that we forget about, you know, that we can be ourselves, like our true authentic selves. And that's what brings us that confidence to go out there. And people will come to us because they realize we're in it because we really want to be in it. And, you know, we're truthfully and honestly want to be a part of something great, something that we can make a positive impact in the world. So I really love, you know, the tip that you mentioned. And Marsha, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, I do have a website. It's MarshaIzumi.com. That's MarshaIzumi.com. Also, I am part of the San Gabriel Valley PFLAG chapter. So if people want to go to San Gabriel Valley API PFLAG.com, we have resources there, as well as our national chapter, which is pflag.org, pflag.org. So those are some sites where I do work. But if you want to know specifically about me personally, I have a blog on my website. I have some videos and I have some, you know, newspaper articles as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Marsha, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Marsha's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really want to thank Marsha today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Marsha.
Thank you for having me, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.